This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doran's still out on paternity leave. Miss him dearly. But yins have been wonderful today. Audience participation off the charts. Folks out there listening on the Odyssey app, watching live on X, watching live and commenting on the YouTube stream. It's a great time to be doing the show. And I hope it's coming through from me. Thanks for all your calls, texts, and tweets. 412-928-9370 would be that text line number, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I asked if you've enjoyed the Rodgers experience and if you want him back next year. And I think most people say, yeah, sure, why not? But a great question on that text line from Steve. To play devil's advocate, what if Rodgers goes out and has a dud? You still want him back? Yeah. Yeah, I do. What, do you want me to get all excited for Mac Jones or Malik Willis, who's played a handful of games in the NFL? I can't. What I've seen out of Rodgers this year is a high-end game manager who still has flashes of brilliance. And if you have the flashes of brilliance at the right time, can win you some football games. It won them one on Sunday night. So I'm all aboard the Rodgers Express. 412-928-9370. I believe he gives them their best chance to win a playoff game since the 2018 team, which didn't even make it, that I thought if they got in, had a good chance to win playoff games. I haven't had this much faith that they could get a postseason dub in, what's that make it, 7 years. Woof. But it tells you how I feel about the quarterback. In a couple of minutes, I want to get into the Steelers finishing 10-7 again for the third consecutive year. But just because you finish with the same record doesn't mean all 10-7s are created equal. We'll get to that in a moment. Mark, and Shaler next up. Hi, Mark.
Hey, dude. I got to tell you, I'm in 100% agreement with you. In fact, my son bought me a jersey, my first piece of new Steeler gear in forever. Sadly, it's one of the throwback Rodgers jerseys. Kind of ugly looking, but
the one that they wore,
what, with the stripes on it.
Oh God, that's brutal. Yeah. But I like it.
I know, but you know what? I am totally into this because you've got an offensive line gelling. Who was it that said over the weekend that they quoted him as saying, you know, his 2020 was, I guess, his first year in LaFleur's offense. He was commanding it. 2021, he was controlling it.
Yeah.
Like the second year in that same offense.
Oh, he's gone. Well, thank you for the call at 412-928-9370, Mark. You waited on hold for a long time and you just dropped off there. I think you're seeing it now. Aren't we seeing it now? I mean, there were some lumps, some growing pains at times early. I know he threw four touchdowns his first week, but they ran a lot of play action. He was getting hit a bunch. Now the offensive line is doing a great job. And yeah, there was the hiccup without DK Metcalf, but they figured that out quick. You're going to get DK Metcalf back for this game, and I imagine that they're going to pick up right where they left off offensively. The three games prior to the Browns game, they scored 28 a game. You have a game to figure it out. Then you put up 26 against the Ravens. Should have been 27. Boz. So you're averaging darn near four touchdowns a game the last four games, apart from the one that we never have to talk about again. I think they're getting better. 412-928-9370. You can weigh in on Rodgers, but I can't help but think back to the Steelers playoff loss last year when I continued to watch Tyler Loop miss the field goal on repeat this year. And we know what happened last year. You had the Steelers get thoroughly thumped, alliteration, by the Baltimore Ravens. The final score not indicative of how that game went. And they rushed for 299 yards on your head while Kirk Herbstreit was saying this.
If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? Mm. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
There's nothing. They're just going through the motion.
That's a 10-7 team that got its ass whooped by a hated rival in the Baltimore Ravens. And they had no answer for Derrick Henry all game long. I'm getting mad just thinking about it. But what a difference a calendar year makes. Now, this 10-7 team ain't like last year's 10-7 team. It ain't like the 10-7 team the year before that. The Rudolph team, they got hot. Rudolph Magic, and what, 118 quarterback rating? That wasn't sustainable. They were going to beat the Bills unless there was a ice hurricane and Allen got taken completely out of the game by the elements. Like, that was a fun story because it should have ended in the regular season and you got to clinch a playoff spot and it's fun. It's great. Wow. Last year, they had no hope, no prayer going in. They were playing their worst football of the season. That's an understatement. And they got embarrassed by their biggest rival. And I'm sure someone's going to call up and say at 412-928-9370, Crowley, if not for a missed field goal by Tyler Loop, they're in exactly the same spot. No, watch the game. That defensive front last year got pushed around and bullied. And I think the opposite happened this year in the playoff game. Sure, they'd have lost if Tyler Loop makes a field goal. There are a bunch of different things the Steelers could have done in the game to win it before that. There's a ton of things the Ravens could have done when they're up 10-0 to extend the lead and put the Steelers out of their misery. It's football. Fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes. And if my aunt had male parts, she'd be an uncle. All that stuff. That's the NFL. One score games, this happens, that happens, whatever. Watch the line play. Russell Wilson under siege last year. They couldn't move the ball at all against the Ravens defensive front. This year they put up 26 points in what amounted to be a playoff game. When they wanted to run the ball in the second half, they did, and Ravens were dropping like flies. The Steelers were winning the war of attrition. How many Ravens had to check themselves out of the game to go to the blue tent? Over and over and over again. They were having a powwow in there. Like it was an ayahuasca hut. On the flip side, you think Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black make a difference? You think Keanu Benton played well in that game? I do. And yeah, they gave up a run on the first play, which, man, did we all not think it was going to be exactly the same as last year when Derrick Henry was scampering down the sideline. But after that, they shut him down. And in the second half, what was it, 5 carries for 14 yards? Steelers secondary played terribly. Steelers front 7, for the most part, dominated that football game. Steelers offensive line, for the most part, dominated that football game. What a difference a year makes. And I'm not sitting here telling you the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl, and I'm not sitting here telling you that Mike Tomlin and this crew has everything figured out. But you are starting to see the Andy Weidel vision come to fruition here. McCormick with a big block on the Gainwell touchdown, the go-ahead touchdown. There's a viral video out there right now of Zach Frazier taking Roquan Smith on a screen pass on a 20-yard run. Like PennDOT wishes they could plow that way, taking this dude to the sideline. Faltanu's turning into a great player, one that Doran said thinks could be an all-pro, and Trey Essex said this morning he thinks could be an all-pro. Faltanu wasn't in the game. Frazier was a rookie last year. McCormick a rookie last year, who actually, now that I think of it, I think he was hurt and didn't play in the game. Offensive line, world's different year over year. Defensive line, you go from giving up 299 to a buck something. And most of that happened in the first half, and then really on one run? I think the Steelers are moving in the right direction. Because those are the two most important units in the sport. Defensive front, offensive line. And I think they're starting to get it right. So this year's 10-7 doesn't feel like last year's 10-7 to me. And that's not even talking about the quarterback, which kind of a big deal. Your thoughts. 412-928-9370. Is 10-7 10-7, which is 10-7? Give me a ring. Phone line's popping. 412-928-9370. Texter, they lost to Cleveland. Yeah, so what? They made up for it. They don't ask how. They ask how many. They got in the dance. And they got a shot. Your calls, texts, and tweets when we come back. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Still got...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some negative Nellies out there saying the Steelers were lucky to beat the Baltimoreans. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can give us a ring. You can also text us, like this person does, and says, beating the Ravens doesn't make up for losing to Cleveland. They were gifted a win. They just made the playoffs based on that win. And yeah, I know Tyler Loop missed a field goal at the end of the game, but Boz did miss an extra point before that. And if one's lucky, then the other is also lucky, correct? So it could have been a tie. And had it gone to overtime, I'd have liked the Steelers' chances anyway, because they thoroughly outplayed. Nah, maybe thoroughly is not the right word, but they outplayed the Ravens. Thought they owned the line of scrimmage on both sides. They outgained them. They had more first downs. They won the time of possession battle, the turnover battle. Most major statistical categories, the Steelers won. And we all have eyes. Yeah, okay, the kid missed a field goal. God bless him, by the way. Kid missed field goal. But the Steelers swept the Ravens. You don't win two games against your hated rival by accident. You win them, you sweep them, because you're the better team. 412-928-9370. Brian in Valencia wants to chime in. Good morning to you, Brian. Brian, you there? Good talk, Brian. Let's go to Dustin in Carnegie. We'll see if he can top the last call. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, good morning, Crowley. Hey, I kind of noticed some similarities here, actually, between the Steelers and the Penguins. You know, they've got some veterans who are on the way out, but they're still performing well, and they got some young guys coming in, and we may not be where we want to be right now, but normally I'd say look at the big picture, but I think you kind of have to look at these situations in a vacuum. Neither team, I don't think, was expected to do that well. And honestly, I'd say the Steelers finished up at the higher end of what people predicted they might. And, you know, the Penguins are kind of blowing people's minds right now. And I was really excited about that game last night, or the other night. I don't care that they won because of a missed field goal. It's all about timing. That could have happened at any other point in the game.
No question about that.
I couldn't go to sleep, and I just wanted to stay up and watch it. So.
Dustin, I haven't slept in 72 hours. That game is an all-time classic. And you're right. If the field goal's missed at another point, it doesn't become the biggest talking point in the game. And I'm a little bit tired of people bringing up the Browns game, because here's the thing. When you win, you get to then create the narrative. And they beat the Ravens, putting up 26, should have been 27 points. Is it okay to think that maybe they lost to the Browns because they didn't have DK Metcalf and they didn't have any idea how to move the ball against a pretty good defense on the road? And they figured it out, but by the time they figured it out, it was too late, and then MVS couldn't make a play. Is that okay? Can we say that? Because I kind of think that's what happened.
The Browns' record does not reflect how well their defense plays, and the Steelers were not at full strength. There's so many things to look at here, but people are just totally overlooking and really just need to enjoy that.
And you know what? I realize that they could have rested their starters against the Ravens had they won that game. And thank you for the call, Dustin. But you're going to get an extra day's rest. And I'm going to get killed for this. Was that not fun? I'm really happy it all worked out the way that it did. I am. And it gave me a little bit of a newfound faith that maybe, just maybe, they can win a playoff game because they kind of just did against a team that slaughtered them last year in the playoffs. It looked like it was going to go like every other Mike Tomlin playoff game of late, didn't it? Now you're down by a million to the Jags. You're down by a million to the Browns, to the Chiefs, to the Bills, to the Ravens. And then in this game, you're down 10-0, just like you were in the previous game against Cleveland. And you're thinking, all these games that matter, they get out to these awful starts. Why is this one going to be different? Well, it was, because they dominated on both sides of the ball in the trenches, and Aaron Rodgers played like an MVP in the fourth quarter. You win the AFC North. I'm not asking how. Tim in Carnegie, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing today, Adam?
I'm good, Timmy. I don't know why I just did that to you. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I want to make a comment on Cam Hayward. I was a little mad at him beginning of the year with the comments. I got to feed a family, and you know that should have stayed private between him and management. My hat is off to him for his performance on Sunday night's game. And this is a comment that is hard because I'm a Steelers aficionado from the 70s. Don't say nothing bad about my 70s boys, but Cam Hayward gave a very Joe Green-like performance. He took that team on his back. And when they showed pictures of him, you could see it in his eyes and his face. I have never seen a guy, it's been a long time since the Steelers D lineman has played like that. And my hat is off to Cam Hayward. That was just a Herculean effort that he gave in that game.
His best game of the season.
I think he was responsible for that tip pass. Oh, definitely.
And you know what, Tim?
I think he tipped a pass that TJ intercepted.
They ultimately credited that to Highsmith, but yeah, I mean, he got, to me, it looked like he got his mitt on it too. A little tie goes to the Highsmith, I guess. Appreciate the call,
yeah,
Tim.
Yeah, I mean, hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You be good, man. Cam Hayward was as good as we've seen him this year, and of late, he's come on strong anyhow. And given the stakes, probably the best Cam Hayward we've ever seen. And it was emblematic of how his day was going to go, that first play. Derrick Henry breaks one down the sideline, and here's 78-year-old Cam Hayward trailing, running as fast as he can to make sure he's not going to score. Because of the illegal blindside block, he's got one of his teammates flying at his legs. Gets banged up, comes right back, and really they shut down the run from that point forward. I know people are worried about the other shoe dropping here, and I think it's fair. I get it. I'm a Steelers fan too. People have been complimenting my pullover all day. It's a beautiful pullover. It's older than Callis. Big Steelers fan. So I've lived it with you guys. I've seen the failures. How you could pretty much, if you weren't sick in the head, flip off every playoff game the last 8 years after the first quarter. I get we all feel like there's another shoe to drop. But I'm telling you, this team ain't last year's team. It doesn't mean it's going to amount to anything. But they're better in three key areas. The offensive line, the defensive line, and the quarterback position. If you can't see that, I don't know what you're watching. 412-928-9370. And to jump off our last caller, there's someone who we haven't given enough credit to that we will give some credit to coming up next. With a qualifier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I was just talking to Austin Bechtold, who will be attending the Steelers game on Monday night. He asked me if I was going, and I think I am. I think I'm going to go with my brother-in-law and my cousin. And I said, what time are you going to get there? He goes, well, there's a tailgate with my friends from Definitely You. Oh, okay. I'd love to stop by. I love those guys. What time are you going to be there? 6 a.m. or p.m.? 6 p.m. he's going to get there. What are we doing? This is a playoff game, folks. You can't be tailgating at 6 p.m. You got to tailgate so hard that you ruin 2 workdays.
Wait.
You have to ruin your Monday by skipping out of work early and going and getting drunk in a parking lot. And you need to tailgate so hard that you haven't recovered after the Steelers victory when you go to work on Tuesday. Them is the rules. You gotta go. You can't go at 6 p.m. The hell's that?
Is this an opportunity for a van tailgate?
Yes, of course it is.
OMG! I've waited my entire life for this.
You just OMG'd?
Oh my gosh!
Somehow the OMG was better. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I feel like noon. You got to be down there at noon. They go tailgate all day, get lathered up. Let CJ Stroud hear it.
Pancakes at 10 a.m.
No, you got to go kegs and eggs.
Kegs and eggs?
Oh, yeah. Little steak. Steak and eggs, too? Oh, yeah.
Kegs. I used to do keg stands in college.
You did keg stands?
25 seconds under the faucet.
If I may.
Yeah.
It's not a faucet, it's a tap. If I may. You were a much smaller guy then, right?
No.
Oh, man.
How many? Maybe. No.
You are very strong. I'll give you that. Like, so it probably just took, what, 6 guys to hold you up?
2.
There you go.
Wait, can I tell you a story?
Go ahead.
Okay. So there was this girl, and I thought she was attractive in college, and she said that if I could hold it for 40 seconds, that I could go get chicken nuggets with her, and I failed. But 25, I thought, was impressive.
I wasn't listening. 412-928-9370. I did 1 keg stand. It definitely didn't go 25 seconds. My buddy once beer bonged 9 beers in a 2-minute span to play catch up at a tailgate and then threw up all over the side of my friend's house.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
412-928-9370. Folks, here it comes, Harry. You ready for this? And I think this is a fact. And people are going to not hear me correctly here, but this is a fact. Mike Tomlin had a great regular season. Does it mean it's going to translate to the playoffs? No. Does it mean that he's done a good enough job the last 8 years? Absolutely not. Is it ridiculous that a guy who hasn't come close to winning a playoff game in almost a decade hasn't been fired? Yes, it is. But if I boil it down to this, did Mike Tomlin have a great regular season? The answer is unequivocally 100% frick yeah, he did. How could you argue otherwise? Oh, he lost the Browns game. So what? Still won the division. Oh, he lost to the Bengals earlier. So what? Still won the division. If I told you before the year that Mike Tomlin was going to win the AFC North, you'd have no choice but to say, damn, he'll have had a good regular season.
I do have something to tell you.
Real quick.
Okay.
It doesn't mean he's going to have a good year. You have to, at bare minimum, win a playoff game. But I can only grade him on what has happened so far. And if I were doing so, and I am, because of the magic of radio and this job that I hold, I'd give him an A. It's impossible to argue with. AFC North champs outperformed the Vegas win total number of 8.5. Dealt with the Cam contract, the Watt contract, started the season without a massive, clearly difference maker in Derek Harmon. Jalen Ramsey got hurt in the middle of the year. Guys who you thought were going to be able to perform in man coverage roles weren't good enough. Now, that's on him, too. Darius Slay, that stupid safety whose name I forgot until just now, Juan Thornhill. Who could forget Juan Thornhill in this historically great defense? They cut bait with those guys. They deserve credit for not being stubborn. They deserve scorn for misevaluating those guys, but they deserve credit for moving on. When Jim Rutherford would move off from failures that he made, people would applaud him for, well, at least he didn't double down. At least he didn't keep playing the bad guy. At least he got rid of him to try to get someone else in here. Deshaun Elliott's been hurt most of the year. His best player, most expensive player, got stabbed in the lung by a team doctor. His best offensive player, not named Aaron Rodgers, punched a blue-haired jackass in Detroit and had to miss the last two games. And oh yeah, by the way, here's the one that's the most inarguable of all these inarguable points. He brought in Aaron Rodgers, and they don't make the playoffs without that guy. You can boil that down to just one game. They don't make the playoffs without his fourth quarter against the Ravens. But how many games did he win him this year? Jets game? We can keep listing them. Mike Tomlin gets an A for the regular season. AFC North champs, home playoff game. Now you see what you do with it. And if they don't win a playoff game, if they're not competitive in a playoff game, the season is a failure. But the regular season was a success. And good on Omar Khan, too. This early portion of the week, a lot more positivity than negativity. We'll give out some flowers before we really turn fully to the Houston Texans. Dylan Cook wasn't on the roster coming out of training camp. He's been great. He played quarterback. He's 27 years old. He's been great. Kyle Duggar. You want to talk about losing Elliott? Kyle Duggar didn't have a great game against the Ravens, but he's been really good this year for them. Thielen, MVS. They've made plays. Kenneth Gainwell at 1. Whatever million bucks was just voted the Steelers team MVP. Mike Tomlin gets an A, and Omar Khan, I probably shouldn't have included Gainwell because it wasn't in season, but those in-season ads have made a huge difference. So good on both those guys. You had something, Harry, that I probably just stampeded through?
Yeah, it's okay. I just wish you would have been more optimistic beforehand, because I remember we were talking in the middle of the season and you were like, they can't beat the Ravens. Look what they've done in the past. And then they beat the Ravens twice.
Yeah, I was waiting for that other shoe to drop. And maybe by the end of the week, I'll be waiting for the playoff shoe to drop. But
now they're going to lose in the playoffs because you're overhyped.
No, I have nothing to do with it. I'm a radio host. On balance, if I'm only looking at the regular season, I find it almost impossible to say Tomlin had anything other than an A performance. There are some moments here and there. There were moments here and there on Sunday, for God's sake.
So you don't think the loss to the Seahawks was pretty bad early in the season?
Doesn't matter. You won the AFC North.
So
they won 10 games. They lost 7. You win the division. You took advantage of a Joe Burrow injury and a Lamar Jackson injury.
You lost to Joe Flacco.
Doesn't matter. You won the division. Now, you can forgive all those things. I mean, they made it harder on themselves.
But that's why I don't give it an A, because I think that you could have achieved better, and there were opportunities that they had where they could have had more. So, like, A to me is, like, near perfect. And the team hasn't been near perfect. It's been very inconsistent this season. So I say B minus. I say you won your division. It was a weak division, but you won it. But you had opportunities to be a higher seed. You had opportunities to be dominant, but you haven't proven dominance. You've been inconsistent. Talented, but inconsistent.
How many games, if Tomlin was perfect, do you think they could have won extra?
They could have beat the Seahawks. They could have beat the Bengals. They could have beat the Browns. So you get 3 extra.
Do you put the Seahawks loss on Tomlin, really?
Well, so we're grading just Tomlin as a coach? Well, I guess that's fair.
Because the other two,
they were still.
I'm with you. I thought the game plan against the Browns was crap. I thought that the defense was supposed to be historic, peed down its collective legs against the Bengals in the first game. So I give you 2. I mean, the Caleb Johnson thing, like, I can't put that on anybody but Caleb Johnson. And Calvin Austin turned a touchdown into an interception in the end zone, or the Steelers could have beat arguably the best team in the NFL.
But that game, though, they were still doing the punt thing. In, like, certain situations, they probably could have gone for it. He's been way more aggressive lately.
He has been.
Back then, though, they were still conservative.
Harry's best argument you've ever given. A is perfection. They could have won more games.
Or near perfection.
He's not near perfection.
Yeah.
Here's my only pushback. If I grant you, if he's near perfection, they win two more games, they're still the four seed in the AFC.
I'd argue three more games.
I know, that's why
and
I have to.
And then you're second or third in the entire conference.
I know, that's why I had to change it to two. 412-928-9370. Texter, so the Panthers head coach had a great year by your logic, Adam? Absolutely, 1,000% that guy had a great year.
Well, they have different expectations on them. They haven't made the playoffs in a little while.
Right.
So winning the division.
And I don't think anybody thought that they had a puncher's chance in hell, except for Donnie Football, who's been on a heater, of winning the division. Texter, Harry's desire to make Crowley look bad is annoying. No, Harry made a great argument there.
It's a sports talk show.
We're allowed to disagree. Texter, jackass.
You want to sing Kumbaya for 4 hours? No. I wasn't trying to make you look bad either. I was just providing another perspective.
Let's say you've convinced me with your perspective. Mike Tomlin had a good regular season.
A good one.
I think he had a great one.
It was all right.
But I think Harry's turning some heads on the old text line here. And perhaps the phones at 412-928-9370.
It wasn't an A. That's my opinion.
A minus.
B minus.
You moved me down one letter grade. Although in the Catholic school that I grew up in, if you got a 92, you'd still get a B. How crappy is that?
You know, I went to CCD, and I would see, because we'd go to the Catholic elementary school, and I would see their grading scale system, and I was like, this is odd. C was like 80 to 85.
70. I think... It's all screwed up.
Yeah.
But I was so thrilled that when I got to Lebo, it's like, oh, I get a 90 and that's an A? Let's go! All right. One more segment, then we hand it off to Starkey. Great tease by me. It is 9:48. Make the smart call, Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. 2026, the year of Nicholas Harry Callis.
I thought that passed already. I was 25.
Oh, no. No, that was the year of Harry Callis in the personal realm. This is the year of Harry Callis in your professional realm.
Is this the year I finally become a true professional? Yeah, I ruined it. That was in English. Messed up my syllables. Is this the year I finally become an actual professional? Maybe not.
I know you didn't intend that, but that was genius comedic timing. People on the text line saying, "Carry, shoot!"
Oh, great show.
People on the text line saying, "Harry got you there, pal. You made a great argument." But I would say this. If the Steelers did win two more games, or three more games is what they would have needed to do to get a better seed, they actually would have got a tougher matchup, in my opinion. So really, Mike Tomlin, he perfectly navigated the croc-infested waters to get to shore.
You've got a young and hungry team that doesn't make the playoffs every year with a quarterback who's blooming.
They've made the playoffs the last 3 years, Harry. No, you got to stop now. You've already won. You've already won. Can't you see him scrambling? Don't dig a hole. Stroud's made the playoffs three times, baby.
Exactly. He's blossoming. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, he stinks.
They're hungry.
He stinks. But the defense does not. I don't want it to be Wednesday yet.
Why?
Because I don't want to start looking ahead. I'm having too much fun with this right now.
I want to go to sleep for a couple years and then come back. I'm tired.
Hibernate like a bear. Starkey is joining us next. Mulsey texted me saying that, Harry, you kicked my ass.
I wasn't trying to
in
kick your ass.
Verbal fisticuffs.
Though, I remember a few weeks ago we were talking about the Ravens matchup, and you were so...
I yelled at you.
...happy to be like, the Ravens are winning! The Ravens are winning the matchups! I'm like, no, they split every season. They won two in a row!
Playoffs. Well, so you were wrong, then.
Playoffs doesn't count as a regular season.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 49, low of 31. Mike Tomlin's news conference today at noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.